You're listening to WMUCFM.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
de vapeur, chambre confortable, et TV couleur, lui tennis, bowling, piscine olympique, jaguar au parking, pour soirée typique.
Thank you. If I had to live without you, mama, no way. You turn my world around every day. You put the sunshine into my life, create the moonlight in the night. You cause a million rainbows when you're smiling at the heavens in the sky. Every time you walk by, you make a rain fall when everything has gone up right. From your every side, you make that twinkle, twinkle, little stars up in the form of men to cry. When I look into your eyes,
look into your eyes,
there is music in the air. The birds begin to sing, and the bells begin to ring. If I had to live without you, come I lose it when you are so good to me. I need my head examined. My friends are always chasing me away. They say, man, go home to your baby. When I look into your eyes,
look into your eyes,
I hear music in the air,
sweet music.
Oh, the birds begin to sing, and the bells begin to ring.
Just can't live without you, mama.
Hey, this is Dustin from Thrice, and you're listening to WMUC FM.
Thank you. Sorority, Princess Sally, daughter of King Richard Riddlewaters III, is told to venture into the cemetery where the ghoul resides. To prove her sincerity and loyalty to the organization, Princess Sally decides to enter the cemetery.
Oh,
sun peeks over the horizon, the king of the ghetto, Richard Brigham, what is the third? And a few of his heroic subjects venture into the cemetery, only to find Princess Sally mangled and dismembered by the king. Maniac, Megatron, Beauregard.
Thank you. Carnivals in